I'm here today talking to Kirsty White, Project Manager at Audit Scotland, about Audit Scotland's latest report, Using Locum Doctors in Hospitals. Kirsty, could you just tell us a bit about what the report's about?
Our report examines how efficiently and how safely NHS boards are using locum doctors. We examined why NHS boards use locum doctors and how much they spend on them. We also assessed whether health boards have appropriate arrangements in place for ensuring patient safety when using locum doctors.
And what have you found?
We found that the NHS in Scotland could save almost 15% of the money it spends on locum doctors, that's about £6 million a year, by using locum doctors more efficiently. To do this, health boards need better information on why and when they use locum doctors. The NHS in Scotland currently spends at least £47 million a year on locum doctors, and this has doubled in the past decade. We also found that health boards across Scotland need to be more consistent in their screening, their monitoring and management of locum doctors to minimise potential risks to patient safety.
And what's the sort of the impact on patients of this? Why is this important to the public?
The NHS in Scotland spends at least £47 million a year on locum doctors, which is a significant amount of money. It's important that health boards are efficient in the way they use locum doctors and that they are doing all they can to minimise potential risks to patient safety. Our report shows that health boards can reduce how much they spend on locum doctors and that although they are managing potential patient safety risks, more could be done to minimise the potential risks.
You said earlier that health boards could save about £6 million a year. How could they do this?
The NHS in Scotland spends at least £47 million a year on locum doctors. The amount spent on locum doctors varies across Scotland, and if health boards can reduce their expenditure to the national average, the NHS could save £6 million a year. We know that some boards may find it difficult to reduce their expenditure on locum doctors. For example, rural and island health boards often struggle to fill vacancies, and they use locum doctors to cover these. However, all health boards can make savings by improving how they hire locum doctors and more generally improving their workforce planning.
You've mentioned a couple of times there risks to patients. Are you saying that using locum doctors is unsafe, that it's a big risk to patients?
Using locum doctors presents potential risks to patient safety as locum doctors can be unknown to the board or to the hospital they're working in. Boards need to ensure that locum doctors have the appropriate skills and experience for the role and that they can work safely, for example, by knowing how to order tests. It is important that boards minimise the potential risks to patient safety by ensuring that all pre-employment checks are carried out and that locum doctors are adequately supervised and inducted.
Just lastly, what would you like to see happen now?
We would like to see NHS boards become more efficient in their use of locum doctors, which would generate savings. We would also like to see boards doing more to minimise the potential risks of using locum doctors, for example, by ensuring that all locum doctors receive an induction when they start and that they are supervised appropriately.